And we're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, George Norrie with you. Ben, what does the supplement GABA, G-A-B-A, do?
Oh, GABA. One of my favorites. GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. The key part of that phrase is butyric acid. Butyric acid is a fat. When we talk about essential fatty acids, those are long fats. You may have heard of something called medium-chain triglycerides or MCTs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are medium fats. Butyric acid is a short fat, and these short fats have tremendously valuable roles to play in neurology for our brains, for helping us sleep, for calming us down, for improving satiety, improving libido, improving muscle development. And these butyric acid molecules are made by probiotics, good bacteria in the intestine. And this is one of the great gifts of these bacteria. They make what are called postbiotics. The probiotics make postbiotics, and butyric acid is an example of these postbiotics. The body does some of its biochemical magic and turns that BA, butyric acid, into gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, and GABA can be used for sleep, for relaxation, for muscle building. Also, it has anti-seizure properties. One of the best ways to make your own GABA, in addition to probiotics and good bacteria, is something called, which I know you've heard of, the ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet is very supportive for natural GABA and natural butyric acid, and it accounts for a lot of the good mood effects that the ketogenic diet provides, and also fasting. Butyric acid is, GABA and butyric acid are increased by calorie restriction and fasting. Wonderful, wonderful fatty acid molecule.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Tony in Minneapolis to get us started. Hi, Tony. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, I'd like to start. Thank you, George, for your show and everything you bring to the table.
Thank you, Tony.
I really enjoy it. I'm a longtime listener. I'm on the topic still with Parkinson's. I kind of have a two-parter. I was wondering, a little bit if there's more than just this other products that you would recommend possibly for trying to deal with having Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, working with Doc Wallach, I was told from somebody that's kind of been with him for many years that he actually was diagnosed with it 20-some years ago and was able to reverse it, I guess. I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
No, I did not know about that.
I did not either.
That's the first I've heard of that. The Synaptive is a general brain health supplement. If you're looking for supplements, specific formulations, the Synaptive would be one of the most important things you could take. And also, as I said earlier, the ultimate EFAs, omega-3 fats, are phenomenally valuable for the brain. And then there are foods that help you release this molecule, dopamine. Believe it or not, dark chocolate has got a dopamine-releasing effect, even chocolate in general. If you want to go vegetables, beets, avocados.
Broccoli?
You love broccoli, don't you, George?
Tommy does. I don't. I'm not a fan of it.
Broccoli's amazing. Have you ever braised it with salt and butter?
Yeah.
And you don't find it delicious?
Well, it's okay, but I mean,
okay, all right.
Run home for it every day.
I don't know if broccoli is a dopamine-releasing food, but apples are for sure, and avocados are, and also, as I say, chocolate. And then there's an amino acid, which is very interesting, called tyrosine. And tyrosine helps you make dopamine. Tyrosine is a great amino acid to use if you're trying to get off of coffee or caffeine. Tyrosine has got caffeine-like effects in the sense that it gets converted into natural chemicals that act like caffeine, act like amphetamine even, natural amphetamines, natural caffeine. And tyrosine also is a building block for dopamine. Tyrosine is, you can also find tyrosine in high-protein foods.
Talk to Doc about Parkinson's. See if he had it and how he reversed it.
I will talk to him.
I mean, he seems fine now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he seems great. You know, he's 84 years old, Doc. He's amazing.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your questions. Next up, let's go to New York City. Mayat is with us. Hey there, stranger. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great program. Ben, I want to thank you for that important information around vitamin D, because, you know, we tend to think that the supplement does the trick. So I'm glad you reminded us about the importance of the sun. That's really great information. But my question, with a little bit of preface, about 9 months, maybe a year ago, I heard about on the news reporting of some type of a fungus in Europe without much, and then the story dropped. But now we're hearing that this fungus that they're calling Candida auroris has become pretty prevalent in hospitals and nursing homes, congregate facilities. So I'm wondering and hoping, if you've been following the story, you have any information. You mentioned how fungus are very hard to deal with medically, but if you have any thoughts about this new disease, Candida auroris, I'll listen over the air. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much for your kind words. Yeah, this Candida auris that the caller talked about, it's causing a lot of problems, not just in Europe. It's also causing problems here in the United States.
That's right. It's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And as I said earlier, fungal infections are very difficult to eradicate. The reason why you're seeing them in the hospitals and in nursing home facilities is because of the antibiotics, this overuse of antibiotics, not to mention our generally suppressed immune system.
Why does an overuse of antibiotics create fungus?
Because the bacteria that the antibiotics kill, under ordinary circumstances, they kill the fungus. There's this battle going on between the fungus and the bacteria. Fungus make antibiotics. In fact, penicillin comes from fungus, famously, and cephalosporins, another major class of antibiotics. And at the same time, antibiotics kill the fungus. Nature has these balances where fungus balance out the bacteria, but because we have this overuse of antibiotics, not to mention the fact that there's antibiotics in animal foods and livestock. In fact, most antibiotics are used for livestock. Fungus overgrow. It's the same thing that we're talking about with the toe fungus. So people who have weakened immune systems, people who are in hospitals, people who are dealing with infections and are taking antibiotics, they're going to be susceptible to these kinds of fungal infections, and that's why they're showing up in nursing homes and healthcare facilities and hospitals and such. So the only way you can really deal with a fungal infection, because as I say, they are really hardy creatures, fungus and mushrooms and yeast, they are designed to thrive on rocks and on anything that's organic. Their very raison d'etre is to transform death and turn it into life. You know, that's what fungus do, George. They take dead things and turn them into living things. They take dead things, break them up into their components so that living things can arise from the building blocks. So fungus are incredibly difficult to eradicate, and the only way to do it is to support your immune system, number one, and that means not to do things that compromise the good bacteria and the antibiotics and sugar, which is another problem, processed foods, processed chemicals, or chemical-laden foods, and then strengthen the immune system. And then also, you can starve the fungus. Fungus loves sugar, so keeping going on a low-sugar, low-carbohydrate diet is another strategy. But to try to kill the fungus, some of the most toxic and powerful medications that are used in pharmacies and in hospitals are antifungal medications, because fungus are notoriously difficult to get rid of.
Where do fungus get their intelligence? How do they know how to do these things?
You should see a movie sometime called Fantastic Fungi, George, if you haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen that.
It's an absolutely mind-blowing movie about the intelligence of these creatures. I don't know, they're not creatures.
I mean, where do they get it?
Yeah, well, George.
Do they have little brains?
Yes, isn't that amazing? Plants have intelligence. Fungus have intelligence. Bacteria have intelligence. You know, we think that intelligence comes from the brain, but you know, you can train jellyfish to do things, and jellyfish don't have a nervous system or brain. You know, there's some magic that's going on in our world that we need to really.
What a planet, huh?
What a planet, right? We focus, like we said earlier, if it bleeds, it leads. We should be focusing on the amazingness of our living planet, of our reality, as much as we're focusing on all the bad stuff.
Let's go to JJ in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the show. Hi, JJ.
Hey, JJ.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Just have two questions for you, Ben. My 11-year-old daughter has a skin condition on her upper arms called keratosis pilaris.
Yeah.
And just want to know, we're trying to stay away from like pharmacy drugs for treatment if possible, and Wanted to know, as my first question, if you had any suggestions for like a holistic balm or vitamin.
I'll tell you how to get rid of it right away. And by the way, there's no drugs that'll do it. So if you go to the...
You're the skin guy, Ben.
Yep. Keratosis pilosis is also known as chicken skin. And so when you have these kind of bumps on the arms, it is a classic, classic sign of vitamin A deficiency. So getting on a vitamin A supplement, number one, using topical vitamin A in the form of retinol or retinoic acid, and then also if she has any digestive issues, she may have some absorption of vitamin A problems. So she has any intestinal kind of bloating, gassy, she has a liver issue, and she's young, she probably doesn't have any liver problems or gallbladder problems, but if she complains about her digestive system, she may not be absorbing her vitamin A. If that's the case, then you got to start working on the intestine. So keratosis pilosis is a classic, and I mean classic, sign of a vitamin A deficiency, using it supplementally, as well as using it topically in the retinol, retinoic acid form, and then working on absorption if that's an issue.
And what was your other question, Jay?
Yes, my other question is I've been having leg cramps at night and like little muscle twitches with restless legs. What can be done?
A couple things. First of all, that's a classic sign of thiamine deficiency, vitamin B1 deficiency. In fact, vitamin B1 is the first vitamin that was discovered back in the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s, and it was discovered when it was noticed that people who didn't get thiamine, who ate polished rice, which was thiamine, which was devoid of thiamine, would have problems with cramping and neuropathies, and if it got really bad, they'd have serious nervous problems, a disease called beriberi. So you don't have it that bad, but that might be one thing that you want to try. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is amazing for thiamine. And then also electrolytes. And Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of electrolytes. Take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine before you go to bed, and that should take care of the problem. You may have to throw in a little magnesium, and you can get that in the Osteomag as well.
All right. Thanks, JJ. Appreciate it. Next up, we have Katie in Vancouver, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Katie, go ahead.
Hey, Katie. Good evening, George Norrie and Ben Fuchs. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, great.
And
welcome.
This program has been fantastic. The information conveyed here is just amazing. My question is about my dad. He's a Coast to Coast listener, and he also buys most of his products from the Critical Health News.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
One thing he takes is Tangy Tangerine. Mm. And just recently there has been something in the news about erythritol, E-R-Y-T-H-R-I-T-O-L.
Yeah.
And it's an artificial sweetener that is used in combination with stevia. And what I'd like to know is it in the Tangy Tangerine?
No, there's no erythritol in there. And erythritol is not an artificial sweetener. It's a naturally occurring sugar alcohol, they call it. Mm-hmm. And it has it's used in low-calorie foods and diabetic kinds of foods. There was some literature recently that talked about linking it to heart attacks, but I can't really see a mechanism for doing that. And sometimes these studies that are done where they question people what they ate and what kind of supplements they take and what kind of sweeteners they use, and then they link it to specific symptoms. Those are called epidemiological studies. I'm not convinced. I don't really see a mechanism for that. This is, although I do know what you're talking about, it's not in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Okay, then I'll let him keep taking it.
Yeah, Beyond Tangy Tangerine uses a very tiny little bit of fructose, which is fruit sugar, in a basically.
Okay, because it says stevia on the label. But
I think there might be some stevia in there, too, yeah.
Okay, so thank you. That was all I needed to know, just sure, for my dad's reassurance.
Yeah, Beyond Tangy Tangerine is great, especially for older folks.
Yeah, he takes that every day. So
awesome.
Thank you, and this program is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Trying to help people, and that's what we do. And you know, Ben, when people come up to me at live events thanking me for what you and Doc Wallach do, you feel great.
I'm telling you. There's no words to describe the kind of gratification you get when you help people and you make a difference in their lives at this fundamental level, the level of good health and nutrition.
What do you think about some of these pharmaceutical companies that are lowering the price of insulin?
Well, you know, there's a lot better ways to take care of your blood sugar than just taking insulin as a drug. In fact, insulin is not all, it's got some serious issues. A lot of people who have normal blood sugar have elevated insulin, and so-called hyperinsulinemia, too much insulin in the blood, accounts for blood pressure problems and issues with the liver, metabolic issues with the liver, and it could be, you got to be really, really careful with insulin. Insulin is a growth substance. It makes things grow, and that includes cancers. So you got to be very careful with insulin if you're taking it and you absolutely need it. That's one thing. But you can wean yourself off of it by going on a low-sugar diet, by not ingesting the sugar.
Interesting take on that. Ben, let's continue chatting before the break. Of course, we've got a couple minutes to go. Since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this for how many years now?
Since, it depends on how when you consider. I think I would say I started in 1986. Can you believe that, George? I can't believe I'm saying that. So what, 36 years, 37 years?
It's a long time.
That's a long darn time.
And it's helping a lot of people. How'd you get into cosmetic chemistry?
You know, when I was in pharmacy school, I got to work with the gentleman who invented Blistex. He was my professor.
Oh, really?
And I worked in the Blistex research lab developing Blistex products for 4 years. And then when I graduated pharmacy school, I knew how to make skincare products. I started what's called a compounding pharmacy for the skin, and I just made skincare products for people. I've been doing it since the early 1980s.
And the new pharmacy's in Colorado?
What's that? Yes, my pharmacy's in Colorado.
Whereabouts?
It's in Broomfield, Colorado, just outside Boulder.
Is it standalone?
No, it's a lab. It's a laboratory pharmacy where we only make skincare products. We make it for physicians and we make it for their patients. And everything that we sell, I make.
Are you going to eventually sell to drugstores?
No, it's just going to be me. I'm going to keep it till I can't do it anymore.
Is it on the website?
Yeah. Oh no, it's not part of Critical Health News.
Well, you should have them buy you out.
Maybe.
That's fascinating. It really is. It's incredible. We're going to take calls next hour with Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, here's that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, 7234. What's the worst skin condition you've ever come across?
Oh, you know, I haven't come across this, but there's a skin condition where your body looks like the bark of a tree.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty horrific. It's an infection.
What's it called?
You know, I forgot the name of it, but can you imagine this? Your skin looks, it turns
into... You look like a tree.
Yeah, it's a horrible, horrible...
With two eyes.
What's that?
With two eyes, you look like a walking tree stump.
Yeah, well, you got bark. It's really horrific, George.
That is something.
Yeah.
And what's it do, fall off you?
No, it just sticks on you, and your whole body has this bark-like material. And it's, I think it's either a viral or a bacterial infection.
What causes skin to dry out?
The barrier. You know, it's very interesting, George. The skin is layered like baklava or like lasagna. And even though we look at the skin, it doesn't look like it has layers. It has microscopically thin layers. And there's a top layer of the skin, which is called the barrier. It's technically called the stratum corneum. And as we age, this barrier breaks down. And as nutritional deficiencies accumulate, that barrier breaks down. When the barrier breaks down, the water evaporates, and that evaporating water is what accounts for dryness. And so we use creams and we use lotions, but they don't help. What you need to do is strengthen that barrier, and that's where nutrition comes in.
That's right. Ben, we're going to take a quick break and come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. If you haven't gone to the website yet, just go to it, take a look at it, and pharmacist Ben will set a record. You like beating Doc Wallach, don't you?
Say that again?
You like beating Doc Wallach with website hits.
We have a healthy competition. I can't even carry Doc's water. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know.
He hates gluten. Do you think it's that bad?
You know, not for everybody, but if you have an immune problem, an inflammatory problem, a digestive problem, yeah, it can wreak havoc on your digestive system. And it's not just gluten. Gluten is a class of molecules, is one of a class of molecules that are found in all grains and seeds. So even non-gluten-containing foods can be problematic. You know, plants seem like they're innocent and benign, and vegetarians are always talking about how wonderful plants are and vegetables are, and you shouldn't eat meat. Well, it turns out that plants make these chemicals that are designed by nature to punish the intrepid eater of those plants. Plants don't want to be eaten, and seeds especially don't want to be eaten. So plants and seeds contain molecules like gluten. Some of them are not gluten, but they're like gluten that can wreak havoc on a human's immune system.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ariel's with us in Monterey Bay, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi, George and Ben.
Hi.
I'm calling because I love animals, but unfortunately, I'm allergic to them. You know, wheezing, trouble breathing, congestion, itchy, watering eyes.
Wow.
It's really bad, and it's been like this all my life since childhood.
Okay.
One time, a dog licked my arm, and immediately it turned bright red pink in the exact outline of where he licked it.
Wow.
So, Ben, is there any healthy solution or remedy
Absolutely
for this?
Absolutely there is. You have a very sensitive immune system. The immune system is like a camel's back. You know, you ever hear the straw that breaks the camel's back? When you have a sensitized immune system, that means you got a lot of straws on your camel. So you got to start removing some of the straws so the camel's back can get stronger. And that means removing other immune burdens, things that are burdening the immune system. Technically, it's called immune load, and you have to reduce your immune load. The most common source of immune load is the digestive system. That's the headquarters for your immune system. So you got to start working on digestive health. That's the most important thing you can do. If you can strengthen the immune system at the level of the intestine, your immune system may be able to handle animals and other things as well. The same is true for pollen allergies or seasonal allergies. So I'd be working on the immune system, strengthening it every which way that I can. Number one, reducing your intake or eliminating your intake of foods that cause digestive problems, bloating or gas or any kind of digestive discomfort, and then using nutrients that help support digestive health. Things like we talked earlier, probiotics, digestive enzymes, use noni juice or apple cider vinegar always with your digestive enzymes. There's a wonderful amino acid that's found in whey protein, if you can handle whey, called glutamine, which strengthens the immune the intestinal lining. And then essential fatty acids are also very important for intestinal health.
Great. Thank you for the information. Let's go to Ken, Sunnyside, Washington. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Good evening. I'm fortunate to get to you tonight, and your previous caller, you've answered some of the questions that of hers that I'm like her. I've had digestive issues most of my life, and in fact, I just took order of Ultimate Enzymes and Tangy Tangerine and the tablets. My question for you, particularly on the Tangy Tangerine tablets.
Which is what I take too, Kenny.
You like the tablet?
Yeah.
It's
quicker.
Yeah, but you can't control the dose like you can with the powder. Powder, you can control the dose. You can take more, you can take less. I prefer the powder. They're both you're gonna get the same nutritional value, pretty much the same nutritional value from both. In fact, the tablets may have a little bit more antioxidant power than the powder does. The powder gives you a little bit more flexibility.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm having trouble getting them down the hatch.
Yeah, that's where the powder comes in. Yeah, if you put the powder in liquid, you can drink it all day long. And I recommend people drink their Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long rather than do it in one dose. And that gives you the advantage of what we say in pharmacy, sustained release, slow release. With the tablets, or if you take anything all at once, even if you take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine powder all at once, you get a spike in your blood, in your nutrient levels in the blood, and then they drop. And the body likes to have things at a nice, slow, sustained release, and that's why you want to sip on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long. The tablets, you're going to get that spike, and with the body, you have a use-it-or-lose-it kind of thing, and you may end up losing some of those nutrients in your urine if you don't consistently keep the levels up, level steady of nutrients in your blood.
Why do some people have trouble swallowing tablets like Ken?
It could be dry. As we age, we lose moisture in our throats, and things that they don't slip down the throat as effectively. It could be a stricture or a closing of the throat, which can also happen. That could be a serious problem. If you have problems swallowing tablets or capsules, here's a little pharmacy trick for you. Put the tablet or the capsule in a little bit of applesauce or a little bit of yogurt, and that will allow it to slip and slide down the throat.
That's how we used to trick our dogs.
Yeah, you could do it for dogs. That's right.
Same thing.
Peanut butter?
Wrap it in something, little bologna, something like that.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Next up, it is Mike in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show. First-time caller. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ben. Hello, George. I appreciate everything y'all do, getting the valuable information out to us.
Thanks, Michael.
Dr. Wallach. I eat uncured bacon with zero nitrates in it, and I will save the bacon grease and use it later to fry fish or fry my eggs right then and there. What is your opinion on...
Well, it's better than regular bacon, but regular bacon is one of the worst foods you could eat. It's hard to come up with food worse than regular bacon, but the nitrate-free bacon is a little bit better. And then did you say what was the other thing that you said it was? Nitrate-free and
No nitrates in the bacon at all.
Yeah, that's good. But bacon's mostly fat, and so even if it's nitrate-free, you're basically just getting a bunch of fat with a little bit of meat in it. The reason we like these kinds of foods, George, is because we human beings can't get enough fat. Fat is so darn important.
They also taste better.
And salt. But would you eat bacon if it didn't have fat and salt? No.
I don't eat a lot of bacon anyway.
Well, for the gentleman who's calling, would you like the bacon if it didn't have fat and salt?
Nope. So is there anything that is healthy to fry foods in?
No, there's no help. Coconut oil, maybe, or butter. But frying is really not a good thing to do. If you have to fry, you absolutely have to fry, use butter.
All righty. All right, well, you answered my question. I appreciate it. Y'all
butter's a health food, George. Butter's amazingly good food.
Oh, butter is. Margarine isn't.
No, not margarine.
Let's go to Ocala, Florida. Peter's with us east of the Rockies. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben. I have a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Sure,
go ahead. The first one would be in regard to disc injury. I've had through aging, I'm 58, a little bit of deterioration, but a car accident 4 years ago. I've had an L4-5 fusion, and the one below it is screaming now. And I also have some neck injury, so I was wondering.
Yeah, there's a couple things you could do. The tissue around the disc, when it starts to break down, that's what really causes the problems with the disc. So building that tissue, called connective tissue, is very important. There's lots of strategies for building connective tissue. The collagen peptides from Youngevity, glucosamine, glucogel caps, are great for building connective tissue. George's all-time favorite supplement, if I could be so bold as to say, George, high hyaluronic acid is great for building that connective tissue, making sure that you're supporting connective tissue growth. Ultimate EFAs are anti-inflammatory. Here's something cool for you. Do you know that the ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes, taken on an empty stomach are anti-inflammatory, have wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, and they're also blood thinners on top of everything else. And then also, you can't make connective tissue without vitamin C, so make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Also, you should be considering body work, especially my favorite body work, which is something called rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. When you pop a disc, you can get scar tissue, and that can exacerbate the problem. Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, is a great body work for helping break up scar tissue.
What do you think of people who get hip replacements?
You can't have a surgical procedure. It's very rare to have a surgical procedure without developing scar tissue. And so you don't want to do surgical procedures unless you have to. That being said, there are some people who need to have hip replacements and knee replacements, and it can be a lifesaver, but it's not. You don't want to do it unless you absolutely, absolutely have to have it done.
Is it an expensive operation?
Oh, yeah. The price has gone down a lot, but, it's still expensive. Hospitals make a lot of money. There's hip replacement factories, essentially, where people go in and out and have their hip replaced and then stay for a couple of days or a week, and then they come out and they keep people going. There's a lot of money in these prosthetic replacements. But some people do, I have to say, knee replacements and hip replacements. They absolutely have to have it, and it can be a godsend.
Next up, Samantha's with us in Mississippi. Welcome to the show. Hi, Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I have a question. My husband, he has it's like a rash, but it almost looks like a ringworm, but it's huge. Like, it covers like the whole bottom part of his stomach, and then he has another one that's like perfectly round also, like on the upper part of his stomach. And it, like I said, it looks like a ringworm, but he's been to the doctor. They couldn't really give him an answer. They gave him something that didn't work, so.
And it's on the stomach?
Yes. The bottom part of his stomach, and then
It kind of goes down like his groin area, kind of around to the top of his butt.
It does sound like ringworm. Did they give him antifungal medication?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I've never seen, it's huge. Like, I've never seen any kind of ringworm like this.
Well, usually these circular rashes that appear in the body, it itches, I imagine. That's typically what it is. And it's a fungal infection. As we were talking earlier, fungal infections are pretty tough to eradicate. On the skin, they're a little bit easier, and you can use topical antifungals, but I would be considering the whole digestive component with the probiotics, the good bacteria, making sure that you're getting enough good bacteria either through fermented foods or probiotic supplements, like the Nightly Essence is a great probiotic supplement. Daily Digest is another one. And then using the whole digestive support strategy with apple cider vinegar and your digestive enzymes, the amino acid glutamine that we talked about earlier. Using digestive strategies is what I would be doing.
Is it easy to diagnose that?
I heard what you said earlier. I have one more question.
All right.
Also, he works with his hands, you know, a lot. He works on vehicles. He works, you know, road maintenance, whatever. But he has a callus that's on the palm of his hand, but it has turned into like this, like almost like a nodule or like a like it's popping out of it, the skin around it, and it's very hard.
It's hard. It's sure it's in the skin. It's not in the bone or the connective tissue underneath. Is it definitely?
No, it's in the skin, and it's like popping out, and it's like right up underneath his pinky almost.
And it's dry and hard.
That's a callus, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a callus to me. A couple things you could do. Topically, you can get something called urea. U-R-E-A, urea cream. You can also use something, we talked about retinol earlier, and that can help topically as well. And then you can also use internal fats, internal nutrition, your ultimate EFAs, and vitamin A. Vitamin A and the ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, are pretty much your go-to nutrients for all dry, callous, hard skin conditions. Topically, although, as I say, you can use this urea cream, U-R-E-A, and then also retinol or retinoic acid cream.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Next up, let's go to Mark in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hey, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, I just had kind of a general question, but what would you say are the top five supplements that everybody should be taking?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, I get sometimes people ask me that. It's like, you know, if you have a baseball team, you have the 1927 Yankees, what are the top five positions? They're all important. You know, the catcher's not important than the right fielder or the first base. And in an orchestra, the violin's not more important than the drums or the percussion or the horns. They're all important. You can't really isolate nutrients that way. That being said, vitamin C is the Babe Ruth of nutrients, if I can use baseball analogy.
And a good multiple vitamin.
And a good multiple vitamin. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to get a well-rounded nutrient.
Covers the bases, doesn't it?
The basics, exactly. The healthy start pack. It's tough to call out nutrients as being the most important. I'd be getting the healthy start pack from Longevity if I were you. If I had to say the single most important vitamin, a case could be made certainly for vitamin C, which I think of as the Babe Ruth of vitamins.
What do you think of the supplement turmeric?
Turmeric's amazing. Absolutely amazing herbal supplement for the digestive system, for fighting cancer, for anti-inflammatory effects, for folks who have arthritis. It's tasty. Do you ever make a turmeric drink with coconut milk or with almond milk?
No, but I take the capsules from my friend Christian Wild, and
it's an amazing supplement. You can actually chew on turmeric root. You get turmeric root at the health
store. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Ben, we'll probably see you again in 6 weeks, which will put us in the May. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Oh, my God, George. Where's this year going?
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Thank you, George.
Take care of yourself. Pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Hit that website. Go to it often. Lots of great information there. Doc's appearances and his radio show as well is on that. criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to be talking about Mars and things that may be happening there by Steve Colburn, who is a chemist and materials scientist with 20-plus years of experience in the science business. He was the first researcher outside the government to make great discoveries, and we'll talk about that.